Divers have recovered three more bodies from Sunday's mid-air collision and crash into Lake Coeur d'Alene. That means six of the eight people believed to have been killed are now accounted for, says Kootenai County Sheriff's Lieutenant Ryan Higgins.
The plan today is to have the sonar team go out. They're meeting with NTSB right now to go over what they've done so far. But they're going to go out today and try to find a couple more spots of interest and focus on those locations hopefully to find the other two victims.
The NTSB to which he referred is the National Transportation Safety Board. Higgins says its agents plan to begin cataloging pieces of the wreckage that were found on the surface of the lake soon after the crash. The Federal Aviation Administration also has representatives in Coeur d'Alene to help with the investigation. Higgins says they're working with local authorities to review more underwater video to pinpoint the location of the second plane.
The entire crash scene from debris field to debris field is about 500 yards in perimeter in a circle. But the main bodies are within a couple hundred yards of each other. So they're fairly close together.
The names of the victims that have been recovered haven't yet been formally released. Higgins says the sheriff's office hopes a salvage company can begin the work of lifting airplane wreckage from the bottom of the lake by the end of the week. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.